Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So NFL and the Pro Football Hall of Fame did a smart thing yesterday. They they put out a list, which is very smart. They created some content for everyone yesterday when they announced their 2010s All-Decade Team. So they waited until April, Bob, to do it, so they didn't piss off people who didn't consider the end of 2019 the end of the decade.
Well,
also appeased the ones that said you have to wait till the end of 2020. So they kind of almost got it in the middle and did it in April, but also at a time where we needed some content.
Well, I think it's more than that than anything. I don't think at this point in time anybody's complaining about when the decade ends or when a decade
begins.
It's
a joke, Bob!
No, I understand.
Good grief!
But at the beginning of this decade, we were complaining about whether or not the decade was over.
I have to tell you now when it's a punchline before you two get it.
No, it's not that. I mean, people were legitimately complaining about
that. They were mad at us at the end of 2019 because we said the decade wasn't
right,
over.
Right, the decade, yeah.
And they're like, wait till 2020. That's what it is. 2020. I'm like, no, the decade's over. So the NFL decided, yeah, we're going to put this list and then piss people off because we're only going to put 52 players on it. And two head coaches, and not include everyone on this list. See, because now, too, also you're supposed to be including everyone on lists.
Right.
And so you've created a nice little all-decade team with nice little controversy about it.
Well, there's controversy, there's content, and I would imagine if this was normal times, we're probably not getting this list, right? This is like something that would probably sneak out in July or something like that.
This is draft time. This is where we...
Schedule would be coming out this week.
We're ruining all the resumes of all the quarterbacks.
Right, yes.
Yeah, this wasn't coming out
yet. No, this was in the pocket for the end of June, beginning of July, like 4th of July week probably.
The dead month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the dead month in the
between,
NFL.
In between, when they shut down and they start training camp.
Yeah.
So, yes, they got this one out early. All the votes are tabulated. They're like, let's go.
Was this easier to rush than the Jordan documentary? I mean, which one was rushed out sooner? Because I haven't seen the Jordan one yet, obviously. But I feel like this one was rushed out a lot sooner than the Michael Jordan one for some of the selections that they made on this all-decade. Where the hell's Patrick Mahomes, first and foremost.
They had the captive
list.
Audience of people voting, and they're like, just get your ballots in. Once you got them in, it's kind of like the census thing.
Yeah.
They extended it like another week or whatever because people weren't filling it out. And then they came with their list, and
right.
Here we go.
Do we get paid to fill out the census, by the way? Do they send us like a dollar coin or something like that to fill that thing out, or is that something else that
I don't
you get
believe
like
so.
A free dollar for? So they released it. I just looked at it and went, wow, this is great content for the NFL. Thank you for doing this for the sports fan to have something to debate and something to discuss about this team. But the biggest snub for me is Andy Reid being left off this all-decade team. And when I look at the coaches that were on it, Bill Belichick obviously deserves to be on it. I think Pete Carroll is a very, very good head football coach. And I think Andy Reid, though, now is better. Once Andy Reid won that Super Bowl, he's in a different on a different level and a different air than just about every other coach now that's in the National Football League. Winning that Super Bowl changed Andy Reid's legacy. People can say what they want about that stuff, and I know Andy even kind of talked to us about how one win, or we had a soundbite from Andy Reid, how one win, really changes his entire legacy, and he couldn't believe that one win would absolutely change his legacy, but it does. Once you win that big one and once you get that Super Bowl championship as a head football coach, your legacy is changed forever. And when you look back at this decade that was in the NFL, Andy Reid was coaching two teams during this decade. And you know, the other coaches on the list obviously did not do that. But Andy Reid, just on his record alone, guys, was 30 games over 500 and also won a Super Bowl championship. The other thing that Andy Reid did that I think is still so impressive that doesn't get enough run is he took over a 2-14 team and flipped them to 11-5 the next year. I mean, he just came in and basically waved his magic wand over that 2-14 team with a lot of the same players on that team and turned them into an 11-5 team, and they went to the postseason, plus he drafted Patrick Mahomes. So in my opinion, Andy Reid has had a better decade than Pete Carroll. Four straight AFC West titles, two consecutive AFC title games, a Super Bowl championship, and Pete Carroll cost his team a Super Bowl championship with a terrible play call because he didn't want Marshawn Lynch to get the MVP. He let ego get in the way of winning a football game. That's something that Andy Reid has never done, and Andy Reid always puts the best interests of his team ahead of himself. That's not something I can say about Pete Carroll. So I think for me, Andy Reid should be on that list with Bill Belichick as coaches of the decade, not Pete Carroll, because of all the things that Andy accomplished and the one thing that Pete Carroll didn't accomplish. He let his ego get in the way of a Super Bowl championship, and to me, that's grounds for not being on an all-decade team.
I mean, in fairness, Pete Carroll did win a Super Bowl the year prior to doing that. He went to two Super Bowls in the past decade. His team went to the playoffs all but two seasons this past year, and one of those two seasons, he finished second in the NFC West.
So. And he was doing it all with Russell Wilson and Andy Reid, except for the last 2 years, was doing it with a revamped Alex Smith. I mean, we talked about it last week about the wide receivers on that team, that the Chiefs won 11 games with that first year, the Chad Halls of the world, and who else was on? I got to go back in my notes. Donnie Avery, Dwayne Bowe, Junior Hemingway. I mean, like, they were winning games with those guys playing the wide receiver position in a passing league with Alex Smith as the quarterback coming in. And so, you know, Pete Carroll did some really nice things with the Legion of Doom or Zoom defense, whatever the hell it was up there in Seattle, and with Russell Wilson as his quarterback for all those years.
I mean,
I think Andy Reid accomplished more with less than what Pete Carroll
You wanted to point out the one obvious and very obvious, by the way, wart in Pete Carroll's resume over the past
huge
decade.
Huge
I would point
wart.
Out that in this past decade, Andy Reid was fired.
Okay.
And 4-12.
Yeah, that is fair, but he also – sometimes your time just comes where it's time to move on as a head football coach or
they
a
manager. They
thought
Chip
or something
Kelly
like
was
that.
A better option.
Right, and they're now, what, two coaches removed
not,
from Germany?
I mean, not good, not good.
No, not a good choice. Sometimes you do have those bad years. And Andy Reid did have a bad year, obviously, and it led to his dismissal, you know, from the Philadelphia Eagles. But I think that is a blip on the radar screen of Andy Reid being a 9.5 to 10 win a game coach per year just by rolling out of bed. And I think Andy Reid has accomplished more with less talent than Pete Carroll did. When you have Russell Wilson in the Legion of Boom defense that they had up there in Seattle, and you only have one Super Bowl championship to show for it, and the reason you don't have two is because you let your ego get in the way of who should have been the Super Bowl MVP, that's a big wart for me, and I just can't put Pete Carroll ahead of that. In fact, now that Andy Reid has won his championship since the merger, he's one of the four best coaches that's coached since the merger in the NFL. Belichick, Reid, Walsh, and Chuck Knoll. Like those are the guys that I would put up there on that pedestal of the four best coaches since the merger in NFL history, since 1970. I think Andy Reid is one of the four best coaches in the NFL. He's taken two organizations to Super Bowls. I mean, the guy's been remarkable. I mean, thank God he won that Super Bowl, because now we can talk about Andy Reid being one of the greatest head coaches of
There's
all
no
time
more, yeah,
in NFL history.
It's erased the yeah, but.
It's gone. It is gone. Andy Reid is one of the greatest coaches in NFL history now.
Six players who played for the Chiefs landed on this list as well. Three known for their Chiefs careers, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and Eric Berry.
Right.
Three others with shorter Chiefs careers, the in-progress Tyrann Mathieu, LeSean McCoy, and Darrell Revis, who the Chiefs failed to acknowledge.
They didn't include him.
When they sent out their tweet about it yesterday. Right. They had five. I'm like, well, Revis played for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
Clayton Revis.
Yeah, I can remember that era.
I can understand why. Shady was probably pretty lucky he was on that list as well.
Yeah.
But six players with time spent with the Chiefs appeared on this list as well. So pretty good representation. And there ain't nothing wrong for Andy to be number three for the decade. Ain't nothing wrong with being number three, because I'm sure that's where he was.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.